Tristan had soccer on Wednesday. And full disclosure, he loves soccer, and I love the fact that he loves soccer. It's cool. We practice in the basement a lot. You know, I run drills with him. I'm actually kind of like...
Do you play, like, inspirational speeches while he's doing stuff in the basement?
I got a big picture of Michael Jordan down there. I'm like, you could be the best if you really try. You know, whatever. So we have fun. He enjoys doing these drills in the basement. So now Wednesday, he has soccer practice with his teammates. So the end of the soccer, like the last half of soccer now, he's at an age where he's 4 and a half, almost 5, where the last half of practice is scrimmaging. And that's the best part. That's the game, right?
Yeah, that's when you can throw elbows.
So my son was bawling out on Wednesday night. And I mean, he didn't score one. He didn't score two. He scored 4 goals in the soccer scrimmage.
All
I was so happy and proud, but I found myself, as everything was happening, like a fast break would happen, I'm banging on the glass. I'm like, Tristan, go for the ball. Like, I'm that dad. I have become that dad. I'm a soccer dad or a baseball dad. I'm just that annoying athlete dad.
At least you're encouraging your son. You know what I mean? Like, you're rooting him on. You're cheering for success for your son. And even if, you know, win or losses, we all want to win. But even if you lose, you know, you got to let him know, just try your best out on the field. So at least you're the encouraging dad. At least you're not like the dad who's like yelling at the official. Oh, you missed that call.
Right.
Did you see that call? You missed the call.
I'm teaching him the only rule that matters in life from Ricky Bobby. If you ain't
first,
you're last.
Don't even say it.
If you ain't first, you're not. Okay. But anyway, so 312-946-4995. I would love to know that I'm not the only crazy lunatic parent. Again, I mean, I was so happy. I was so proud of him. He scored 4 goals. I was a little bummed out, though, because he did miss a 5th one. Wide open shot. I was like, dude.
Is he grounded now?
I was like, dude, we got to go back in the basement. No, he was awesome, but I really was banging on the glass. I was, you know, screaming. You know, when he's on defense, I'm like, go for the ball, go for the ball. I was that parent, that vocal parent, that, encouraging parent, but also borderline annoying parent during my son's sports.
Now, I have a 16-year-old. He's a junior at Niles West, and I don't miss any of his events. Like, me and you are the both in this. Like, we're just supporting dads. I mean, anything that he has. So, like, track meet. He has an indoor track meet today. I'm going to be there. He doesn't run until, like, 6 o'clock, but I get there at, like, 4 because I just love the support. I just think that it means so much to kids knowing that their parents are there backing them up, there to support. So, hey, whether you're a supportive psycho fan like Roman over here.
Which is nice. We want to be supportive, but we want to hear from the psycho lunatic parents. Like,
come
on.
Or maybe you're one of the parents who actually yells at the referees, or maybe you're a parent that has another father or mother, the parent on the team, whose dad or mom, they just yell at the officials. They yell at, why is my son not playing? Why is my daughter not in the game right now?
312-946-4995. Yes, we're encouraging, but we can also be borderline annoying.
Daughter in the game!
I annoyed myself on Wednesday, but hey, 4 goals is 4 goals, right?
So we're about 20 minutes away. You think to yourself, what do I mean, 20 minutes away? How about 7:15 this morning? Do you want to go all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to our Lake Shake? Well, we got you to see Keith Urban, to see Miranda Lambert and all the ladies, and Luke Bryan closing it out Sunday night. Lake Shake tickets for you in 20 minutes at 7:15.
Yeah, but on Wednesday, my son, my 4.5-year-old son, had soccer, and the last half of practice, that was scrimmage. And we practice pretty hard in the basement. He enjoys it. I don't just push him. He actually likes it. And so during scrimmage, he actually was doing really well. He scored 4 goals, and I found myself banging on the glass. I'm like,
Please tell me that you at one point went, goal!
Oh, yeah. I was doing it in English. I was doing it in Spanish. I mean, I was so proud of the kid. Stop, dude, stop. Like, back off the microphone when you do that stuff. Like, seriously. I was so happy. I was that parent. I was that crazy sports parent. But apparently, I'm not the only one. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Nicole. Tell us your story.
So, I am probably beyond borderline, I would say. And same thing. Screaming when they do good. Screaming when they miss something. Screaming for all the other kids on the team. And my 10-year-old will actually be out there and be like, shut up, Mom!
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to put some earplugs in really quick. Pretend you're at one of the games right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. So last night, my son had a basketball game, and I was like, come on!
Yeah, that's pretty loud. Mom, shut up! Mom!
Mom, you're so embarrassing. Go get some Capri Suns.
You do not want to be the fan that sits next to me, for sure.
Yeah, it is finally Friday. Good morning, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman, and I got to tell you, man, I'm excited. Because we're 12 minutes away
All day today on the 15s, I don't know if you heard about this, we have Lake Shake tickets for you, and we're going to be kicking it off in 12 minutes.
Yeah, so Wednesday, my son had soccer, Tristan, and he did so good. I was so proud of him. He actually scored 4 goals in a game. I mean, like,
that's
it was
great.
I was really, I mean, and the thing is, I have video proof. Like, I put it on my personal Instagram, and, like, I mean, I literally recorded all 4 goals because I'm that dad, and I'm banging on the glass. I'm cheering. I'm like, yeah, in the face. I mean, I'm really like
okay.
Vocal.
He's 4. You don't scream in the face.
But he's almost 5.
In the face.
He's almost 5. I didn't say that per se, but anyways, I am that. I kind of stepped out of my body for a second. I was like, wow, I'm that annoying, banging on the glass type of sports parent.
But I'm sure he loves it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure when he scores a goal, he gets all excited because he's still like so young that he sees you going crazy in the crowd, and then he probably goes crazy on the field a little bit. I gotta tell you, I have a 16-year-old stepson, and my wife is just like you at the game. So he plays football. She went out this year for homecoming and bought like 30 fat heads and passed it out to everybody in the crowd. So every time they would call out his name for a tackle during the game, tackle by Nathan Davis, there would be these 30 fat heads. I mean, mass, I mean, probably like 4 feet in height, where all the family and all different students throughout the school were holding up in the air every time. So all the kids on the football team.
Yeah, I'm sure that was embarrassing.
Oh my God, they would all turn around and laugh. I mean, it's cool because you're just being a supportive parent. Like, we want them to know how much we love them, but yet we want them to succeed. And yet, whether win or lose, we're always going to be there to back them up with a fathead or a Roman banging on the glass.
Yeah, we want to hear from you crazy parents out there, the crazy sports parents. 312-946-4995. It's time to confess. Good morning, Steve from Indiana. Can you relate?
I have 1 2-year-old and 1 12-year-old nephew.
All right, tell me that I'm not the only crazy lunatic sports parent.
You are not. And worse than sports, I was watching my nephew practice his karate, and there was, I don't know, 20, 30 kids, and all of the parents sit behind the glass, and everyone is very, very quiet, and they're texting on their phones, and they're just kind of minding their own business. Well, my nephew, he did this really amazing takedown. He's a purple belt, and, like, this kid hit the mat really hard, and I just stood up behind the glass and yelled, like, this war cry. Everybody stared at me, and I had to act like I had to, like, go to the bathroom and leave, and it was just awkward
for
everybody.
You thought it was the Karate Kid. You're like, get him a body bag!
Exactly.
Danielson, wax on, wax off!
Sweep the leg. Yeah, it was great. We'll love
wins. I don't necessarily know if love is going to win, but hey, you could win coming up in one song right here on US 99. What do we got for you, Styles and Roman? We want to party with you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at our Lake Shake. That means you get to see Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, and all the ladies. And then on Saturday, you get to come back and check out Brett Young and Keith Urban. And then Sunday, hey, let's close it out with the man, Mr. Luke Bryan. So tickets for you coming up in less than 3 minutes.
But crazy psycho sports parents, where are you at? 312-946-4995. I fully admit, on Wednesday, I went a little crazy at my son's soccer game, banging on the glass, yelling, get the ball! Go for the ball. It worked out pretty well. He scored 4 goals. I was very, very proud of him. But I stepped out of my body and I was like, dude, you're that annoying parent.
You know, my dad was my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade basketball coach at St. Priscilla's Grammar School in Addison on the north side of Chicago. And he was the coach, and he used to tell us all the time to step on the other guy's foot when you're going to get a rebound, because then they wouldn't be able to jump.
Okay, that's good.
And there were so many people in the crowd from the other schools that used to call out my dad all the time. My dad, I think, still holds the record of being kicked out. And
nice.
I'll confess as well, I got kicked out of so many games as well. So, yeah, me and my dad holding it down for St. Priscilla's Church way back in the day.
The church, too, by the way. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Paulette from Palatine. First off, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Now, you seem very quiet this morning. I can't imagine you're the crazy psycho sports parent.
Yes, yes, indeed I am. You know, Sunday football games, 12-year-old smash heads, you know, beat the snot out of him, knock him down.
Paulette, you actually tell your son to beat the snot out of him?
Don't say that so loud.
Oh, shit. I apologize. That was rude of me.
I take it back. You are the psycho lunatic parent. I was wrong.
Listen, it's all in good fun, though.
Baby, lose it, I lose it. That's Kane getting you going on a Friday morning. Good morning. It's US 99. It's 7:20. And this morning, we want the parents, 312-946-4995, to call us up and tell us how crazy you actually get at your son or daughter's sporting events.
Hi, my name is Roman, and I am a single parent to my 4.5-year-old son named Tristan, who on Wednesday had a soccer practice, but the last half of practice they actually scrimmaged. And he scored 4 goals. I was so proud of him, but I also found myself annoying myself. I was that annoying parent banging on the glass and like, go for the ball, go for it. Yeah, I was that guy, and I don't want to be that guy, but
no.
I also want to motivate him encourage him, you know?
He probably loves it. We got on the phone joining the show this morning from Elgin Carrington. You got a story for us?
So my dad used to coach my 4-year-old soccer team, and he would leave the games with the worst headaches because he'd be running up and down the sideline screaming his head off at us.
Now, would that embarrass you having dad as the loud soccer coach?
I don't think it really fazed me because I was so young and too busy trying not to cry while on the field.
Why were you crying on the field?
He was usually yelling at me.
Yeah, dad was my coach all growing up, and they take it out on their kids, right?
Yeah, they do.
It's called motivation. If you ain't first, you're last.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Hey, it is Styles and Roman. It is finally Friday, and we're talking about embarrassing sports parents, like who just go crazy at events. Like later on this afternoon, my 16-year-old stepson, he has an indoor track meet, and my wife Connie and I, like, we get all excited when he runs around the track, and I'm kind of cool, like, just, yeah, go get him, hey. My wife Connie screams at like the top of her lungs. She may even bring one of these fat heads that we still have laying around the house that she had during the football season. So if you come out to the meet today and you see a 4-foot big old head of my stepson Nate, that's his embarrassing mom cheering him on as he runs around the track.
Well, I was an embarrassing dad on Wednesday. My son had soccer, and he did really, really well. He scored 4 goals, but I was like louder and louder banging on the glass. Go get the ball! I mean, I really was that parent, encouraging / annoying. But good morning, Liz from Posen. Are you that annoying parent?
No, Grandma.
Grandma!
So what sports do they play? Where do you go crazy at?
My grandson is a wrestler, and I keep it down and cool while he's on the mat because he's got his coaches there. But to myself, I'm like, hook the leg, grab the arm, check the chest, get on your toes, doing that whole thing.
Are you going to get down there and grapple with him there, Grandma?
It's like you almost want to. But as soon as his arm gets lifted by the ref, for winning that meet, a match, I am screaming.
You're a proud grandma. We love that.
I've heard so many times of soccer moms. I've never really heard of the wrestling grandma, but we have her on the phone.
Yes, you do. It's awesome.
Oh, we love it. Good morning, Lisa from Joliet. Are you a psycho sports parent?
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those, or so I'm told by my 16-year-old.
What are you doing? What sports does he play?
Well, I have wrestlers. So I guess I've been told that I'm known to bang on the mat and scream.
All right, Lisa, we're going to throw you on the spot right now. Let's pretend you're at one of the wrestling matches. Your son is about to start his match. Go ahead.
Come on, Austin, get him! Get him on! Get him back, Austin! Come on, you can do it!
Love it. That was pretty impressive.